to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. 40 years ago today, Harry Truman died. Truman was the President of the United States from 1945 to 1953. He is famous for many things, including authorizing the use of atomic weapons on Japan at the end of World War II, the Truman Doctrine, the Korean War, ending desegregation in the armed forces, and recognizing Israel. However, there was more to Truman than just making important decisions as president. He was also a philosopher, a wise observer of human nature. He volunteered to his biographer Merle Miller what could bring a man ruin. These are his words. Three things ruin a man if you want to know what I believe. One's power, one's money, and one's women. If a man can accept a situation in a place of power with the thought that it's only temporary, he comes out all right. But when he thinks that he is the cause of the power, that can be his ruination. And when a man has too much money too soon, that has the same effect on him. He just never gets to understanding that getting enough money to eat and getting a roof over his head is a thing that throughout history most people have spent their lives trying to do and haven't succeeded. If you got too much money too soon, it ruins you by setting you too far apart from most of the human race. And a man who is not loyal to his family, to his wife, and his mother, and his sisters, can be ruined if he has a complex in that direction. If he has the right woman as a partner, he never has any trouble. But if he has the wrong one, or if he's mixed up with a bunch of whores, why then, he's in a hell of a fix. The more I think about his observations today, the more I believe they ring true. Now, the language about women and whores is certainly open to charges of sexism and ignorance. But it also should be noted that Truman was born in 1884. Perhaps what Truman meant had more to do with stability and fidelity in a relationship than with gender or sexuality. But the remarks about money seem pretty accurate. Yes, someone who gets a lot of money very quickly in life can feel close to the non-wealthy, but it seems that the change that money brings would make it difficult for this to happen. I like his thoughts on power being temporary, and that you should try and separate yourself from a place of power. Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. Listen to it on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Web OS phones. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.